I do like when the regular season rules are the same as the postseason rules. And overtime is being changed. Each team's going to get the ball. I like it. Overtime's going to be extended to a degree, but it's going to take a touchdown and defense to win. I mean, when you think back about it, you flip the coin. If you won the toss, took the ball, kicked the field goal from 55 yards, you won. People thought it wasn't fair. Then we said, okay, let's make it like we don't want it to be a one possession game. We want it to be where even if you score a touchdown, thank you, Josh Allen, even if you score a touchdown, the other team's going to get an opportunity to get the ball. So now we are the same in regular season and overtime. Each team's going to get the ball.
Remember that for 2025. Quick note here. That's Mike Pereira. I have it in my contract that I am not supposed to listen to rules analysts talk before the season. I feel...
I feel like that contract.
Yes, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm sure, three plays into the game, I will get a rules analyst on my screen.
No, before that. Before the kickoff.
Kickoff, right.
There's new kickoff stuff. You're gonna hear them before the opening kick.
I'm just over here on a beach with a beer one day before rules analyst season kicks off.
Your season will open with the voice of... who's the NBC guy? As the kick is being kicked off. Who is it?
Terry McCauley?
Yes.
It's Pereira for CBS. Because
I can see Mike Tirico. I can hear Mike Tirico saying Terry McCauley. Yeah, unless he got hired by a team or something.
Terrible. I can't believe we're all just going
to... How long has it been? How long has it been with these rules analysts?
Since rules analysts became more prevalent in games than the actual players themselves.
Yes. Yeah,
it's been like
3-4 years.
The
Feels like it's been forever.
You're referring to the steritoring of America? Yeah.
The steritoring
when we decided when every single broadcast... You could watch... You'll watch...
Hey, this is a man who once called you his friend, didn't he?
You paid him to. You did on Cameo. Hey, UB plays St. Francis this weekend, and that broadcast will probably feel like it has to have a rules analyst. Like, you just don't need these people.
Because ESPN Plus
you don't
got
need
a
them.
Rules analyst,
you don't need them at all. They are not necessary.
I don't know what game I was watching, but I was watching a game. I think it was Mike Pereira, was referred to as Mikey Rulebooks.
Mikey Rulebooks.
You know what? I might like that.
That's bad. Really good.
I know.
That might grow on me.
I could not believe that when I heard that. I was in shock by Mikey Rulebooks. What do we
Mikey
got going
Rule
on
Books.
Here?
I will say, they're not there for you, though.
Right. They're not there for anyone.
They're there for the guy.
They do not provide a service. They are there to get paid to tell people that can see things what they can see. Well, it looks like he got a foot down. Right. I see it. Thanks. They should be called play-by-play analysts. They more often than anything, they're telling you what you can see.
Right.
They're not under a hood and like, hold on a second. Yeah, I see he's got 1 foot. I'm going to look back in there. Hold on. You don't have access to this angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you only have 1 foot. You're watching the same TV we are. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I don't rant anymore. And they're not
Who's
even the guys making the call. People have been so brainwashed by rules officials, they think that the officials actually talking on the broadcast is now good.
Yeah.
Which is also horrible.
You're going to actually have double trouble here because we're going to get a rules analyst explaining the new first down measurement system
this week.
All over our television.
The Hawkeye,
coming your way.
Changes nothing.
It really does change
Welcome
nothing.
Back. Welcome
that
back.
Is the best part. Is it really the Hawkeye first down stuff?
It really did nothing. The league is
it did nothing.
Keyed up on showing that as often as possible, and
it's such
changes
a farce.
Nothing.
It's such a farce.
Good times. Good. All right. What else?
It's trickery, is what it is. They're tricking football fans into thinking that they're doing something different.
It's the illusion of improvement. Jerry
the illusion
and Kenmore.
Of improvement is a good album cover.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning. Just to clarify something from yesterday, I've umpired for 25 years, and I've never called anybody oot. I call them out.
Okay.
It's route. It's not root.
Oh, this root is route. Sal was talking about this. It's route 20, not route 20.
Route 20. But you run routes.
but I run routes.
Right, right. Or you call people out.
Question. How about this, though? This might be the ultimate answer. It's Route 20?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens when you're driving and you miss a turn on your GPS? The word that pops up is?
Reroute.
Rerouting.
It is rerouting.
Interesting. We reroute.
Not rerouting.
We reroute the routes.
Right. Which route are you going to take to go to the store?
Don't you enjoy GPS's like pronunciation of some of the local streets?
Yes. Always.
That is outstanding. Actually, some of my friends that I asked to call, which the way it says their names is a little weird, too. All right, quickly. I think you were talking about not throwing the ball down the field in the playoff game. I think they knew the defense was bad last year, and the offense was designed to protect that defense and keep them off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Long drives, run the ball, different mix. You know, it just feels like they knew it. And they finally got exposed, in the Kansas City game. Like they were just one domino away, and that domino was a corner being, you know, your best corner being concussed. But I hope that's different this year.
I would not expect it to be different in this game on Sunday, but after that, we'll see. I mean, they need a lot to go right on defense because of the changes they've made not really being fully implemented yet based on the personnel they might be missing.
Agreed. I don't think this is a bad loss for us, though, if we lose the game. I think this is a 50-50 game. They have the tougher division. I just don't want it to look like the game from
35 to 10.
Yeah, 35-10 game. Yep. I just, you know, just compete. And, you know, if the safety is an issue this year, I just have the feeling they're going to try and stem the tide here and find a safety that's you can trade, you know, midseason in a team that has dropped out or has fallen out, and that's how you shore that up. But I don't think we need to panic yet, and I don't think we even need to panic if you lose this game 27-24.
Yep. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for the phone call. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Before we get to Extendo Sports, we got to process waivers. We had a former Bill become, well, future Bill, current Bill. Former Bill, future Bill, draft. The fantasy league that we are in, I have a win and Joe has a win.
Yep.
Here are the rosters. Next Bill, former Bill, to become a future Bill. I go last because I just had a win. You still have an open roster spot because you weren't here after the Poyer news.
Right.
So, Owen is up on waivers. He has Harrison Phillips, Levi Wallace, and Dean Marlowe.
Correct.
You can drop a player and add someone else at your discretion.
I think I'm going to swap out Dean Marlowe for a guy that already has a tweet out there. Bring back Lil Durdy. Isaiah McKenzie.
That's good.
He's got a tweet out there.
If they bring back Isaiah McKenzie,
he wants back in.
Give me him back. I loved him when he was here. He was the best.
All right. Owen drops.
He's not latched on anywhere since he was with the Colts. He got suspended, and then
he's available. Keep him coming. Keep the faucet flowing. I just want to see more and more.
Okay. All right. So you dropped who?
Dean Marlowe.
Dean Marlowe dropped. Isaiah McKenzie picked up. Yep. This is the former Bill, future Bill draft. Josh has Ryan Bates, Kingsley Jonathan, and Tyrell Dodson.
Okay. I am going to be following in your footsteps with the Mike White idea, and I'm going to drop Tyrell Dodson.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick up Zach Davidson.
Okay.
He's not signed back to the practice squad yet.
Good pick.
Okay.
I like that.
Joe, you don't have to drop anyone. You have an open roster spot on former Bill, future Bill.
So I'm just adding. All right. Davidson actually was going to be the player I selected.
Ooh.
So that's not happening. I'm going to go. I'm going to go KJ Hamler. Yep. KJ Hamler. But maybe as a, you know, could be receiver or could be for punt return duty. Something happens to Brandon Codrington, I'll go KJ Hamler.
Wow. All of a sudden, the Bills are all about adding receivers. You're up to like their eighth or ninth receiver.
Do you know the three receivers on their practice squad right now?
Christian Wilkerson, Steven Gosnell, and
Gabe.
Right, Gabe, of course. All right, I'm up next on former Bill, future Bill. I'm at Spot Track looking at all of the. I mean, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do this one. Love this pick. Did we decide it doesn't count if they were pre-McDermott?
We did, because I tried to draft Gilmore, and I was not allowed.
Okay, that's right.
Who was it going to be?
Was it going to be Robert Woods?
I mean, he's out there, but
because he got caught.
I don't want to do that. I got some Zach Moss.
Yeah. Who I drafted and then dropped, I believe. Is that how that went?
I think you did.
By the way, on Spot Track, both Gabe Davis and Jordan Poyer are listed as free agents. I mean, if you're on the practice squad, are you just still listed as Spot Track as a free agent? I guess you could be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for veterans, that might make sense. Because
I'll go with Deontay Hardy.
Okay.
And it's, I don't love the pick. I'm really digging deep here.
I could hear it in your voice. You don't love the pick.
You know what? What about Quentin Jefferson?
Again?
You know what? Yes. Change. Quentin Jefferson.
Was his hand off the piece there?
I don't know how we want to decide
that. Who did you take, by the way? Which receiver did you take? KJ Hamler.
Okay. It's like, you know, actually.
All right. So I've got Mike White, Quentin Jefferson, and Saran Neal. All right. There you go. There's our waivers.
All right.
Process waivers. Tonight, big night for us. The all wide receiver fantasy league tonight.
Yes.
You guys excited?
I'm very excited.
Yep. Got my board ready to go.
Play that horn.
Got to get my team name in order, of course.
I think I'm waiting on seeing who I get to figure out a good team name. I think I'm going to do a
player. You're going to do it inspired player, based on who you draft?
Player name inspired.
Now, this league does not feature tight ends who are like wide receivers, right?
No,
just checking.
No, there will be.
Think
no
of him. There's not receiver spots, and there's no quarterback spots, but there's no receiver spots. And then think of him like a wide receiver spots.
There'll be none of that. Hmm. No, I think you just figured
that would
out
be
your
funny
team
though.
Name, though.
Yeah. T O H. Just put the abbreviation, and that's a position. Like, Austin Eckler. Oh, you could get away with that. You could think of him like a receiver. He catches the ball a lot.
Ty Johnson.
No, not allowed. 12. There'll be 100.
Could Josh Allen be in there though? He did catch a touchdown.
20 receivers drafted in this fantasy league. We're about to start.
You know what's gonna be a great controversial day is if one of these tight ends is at some point listed with co-eligibility. Like if Kyle Pitts,
right?
Not that Kyle Pitts is good, but
put down as a wide receiver tight end.
If the Falcons. Like, they've done this before where, like, he's only practicing with the receivers. They, like, list him as a receiver.
Right.
And then chaos ensues because now there's a tight end available because he's wide receiver eligible.
Meanwhile, the Bills did create $8 million in cap space by restructuring Deion Dawkins today. So they have some wiggle room now. Let's see if they end up doing anything with that.
I think that was probably just to get them.
Just to get in a spot where you can make moves. Like, now
but
the.
Anything. Like
sure.
Even
now
little
when the deadline
stuff.
Comes, they've got the ability to, you know, do stuff if they need to.
Right.
I don't think anything is impending, you know, on its way. Imminent. All right. Extendo Sports, and then we hand you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.